Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump says he has made up his mind on who he will nominate to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. NPR's Issa Roscoe reports Trump will make his announcement tomorrow at the White House.
President Trump says he did not meet with federal judge Barbara Lagoa during his trip to Florida this week. Lagoa, a Miami native, has been one of the top candidates for the position. A source of knowledge of the process told NPR that Republicans expect Trump to pick his other top choice, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Trump would not confirm that.
Look, they're all great. It could be any one of them. It could be actually anyone on the list. They're outstanding. But I'll be announcing tomorrow.
Trump has been pressing for the Senate to move quickly ahead with considering his nominee. He wants a vote before the November election. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
The family of Breonna Taylor is demanding authorities release all police body camera footage, police files, and transcripts of the grand jury hearings that led to a decision to bring no charges relating to the young black woman's death. Lawyers for Taylor's family contend the grand jury and the state attorney general got it wrong. Speaking to NPR's All Things Considered today, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he agrees the transcripts should be released.
They've been described to the people. Let the people see them and read them. And I believe that what we have right now is a vacuum out there. And oftentimes when there's a vacuum of information, your emotions, your frustrations, and others can fill that vacuum. Let's give people the basic information, the facts, and the truth, and trust them with it.
Taylor was shot multiple times during a police raid back in March. A grand jury indicted one officer in connection with the incident, but he's charged with wanton endangerment for shooting into a neighbor's apartment. No officer is facing criminal charges for Taylor's death. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is declaring an emergency in Portland this weekend as officials prepare for a Saturday rally by the right-wing group the Proud Boys. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Dirk Vanderhart has more.
The rally is partly a reaction to an August 29th incident in which a right-wing demonstrator was killed in Portland. With a counter-demonstration planned nearby, Brown stressed the need to keep rival factions apart.
I am incredibly concerned about the increased risk of violence in Portland this weekend and for the safety of all Oregonians.
Under the emergency declaration, state police and the county sheriff will lead the response to both events, not Portland police. That's a move that frees up law enforcement to deploy tear gas, a weapon that Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler has banned city police from using. For NPR News, I'm Dirk Vanderhart in Portland.
Orders for durable goods, those are costly items designed to last, were up 0.4% in August. That followed a much larger gain the previous month. Stocks closed higher today. The Dow was up 358 points. The NASDAQ rose 241 points. The S&P 500 gained 51 points. This is NPR. Criminal charges were filed today against the former superintendent and former medical director of the Holyoke Soldiers Home. State-run nursing facility for veterans in western Massachusetts was the site of one of the deadliest COVID-19 outbreaks nationwide, killing 76 people. As Miriam Wasser from member station WBUR in Boston reports, it appears to be the first time nursing home leaders are being criminally charged for their actions.
The former superintendent and former medical director faced 10 counts each of causing or permitting serious bodily injury and neglect of an elder. If convicted, they face years of jail time. In a press conference, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey said the charges stem from a decision to deal with staffing shortages by consolidating two floors of dementia patients, a move that mixed COVID-positive and COVID-negative residents.
To think about this now, knowing how contagious and deadly this virus is and continues to be, is most disturbing, and the alleged details are even worse.
A lawyer for one of the men charged says his client only ever acted with the best of intentions. For NPR News, I'm Miriam Wasser.
A federal appeals court has moved to revive a congressional challenge to President Donald Trump's use of Defense Department dollars to build his southern border wall. That's after Democrats refused to provide the funding he requested. U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit reversing a lower court dismissal of the House Democrats' lawsuit. The appeals panel citing the House's argument it had been wrongly cut out of its constitutionally indispensable legislative role when Trump unilaterally moved about $8 billion to the border wall construction project. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.